Tonight, I asked Miss Lucy Davis to come, and she's coming at this time. Let us receive her as she comes. She's going to share as God directs her by His Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Somebody just shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And that somebody deserves special recognition. He's worthy. And he deserves special recognition because he's worthy to be praised. And that's a thought I use for the night tonight. He's worthy. We'll get out early. I won't be before you long. I just give honor to God, to our pastor, Brother Jones, Sister Cora, to my husband, and to each of you. It's just a wonderful blessing to be able to stand before you. And I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to encourage you tonight in the Word of God. And Pastor John been teaching us the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. Authority to bind up. If we bind it on earth, God will bind it in heaven. Authority to speak over our situations. To speak the word over our situation. To control our domain. He's been telling us what we have in Christ Jesus. And he also been telling us how to frame our world by speaking what God's word says about it. And he also lets us know that this does not come by watching Matlock or by watching TV. It comes by being in the presence of God and in his word. And Hebrews tell us that God's word, the words that God speaks, amplify. He said they are living and powerful. That God's word energizes. His word give us energy. And they are effective, meaning God's word works. The words that God speaks, they expose. Mean uncover. They expose. They analyze. Analyze. You know what analyze mean? Mean it go through something. I say with a fine-tooth comb, but that's not a good word. It go through every little bitty part of that thing. It like tear it apart. It analyze. And it judge the very intent of the heart. What's my motive behind what I'm doing? What's the motive behind what I'm doing? God's word will judge all of that. It's power in the word of God. And that's what Pastor been teaching us. It's power in the word of God. It's power in his word. It's power in the word of God. And that's why the God's word tell us to come boldly to the throne of grace. For at the throne of grace, we can find help for what we need, because we can put his word back to him. We can talk God's word back to him because there's power in his word. And just like Hebrews said, how his word analyze and judge us and see what we are really made of. If it's not right, the grace of God, come boldly to the throne of grace. So you can find grace to help you in time of trouble. The things that's not right, the grace of God, the grace of God, the grace of God will help us to get it right. Power in the word of God. Power in the word of God. He also tell us in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, it said God will never leave us or forsake us. So that we can boldly say, God is our helper. I I will not fear what man can do to me. You know, and in this day and time, that's saying a whole lot. I will not fear what man can do to me. I will not fear what man can do to me. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly to the throne of grace.